The Life of Saint Faustina, the Apostle of Divine Mercy. Saint Faustina Kowalska was a Polish nun and mystic who dedicated her life to promoting the message of divine mercy. Born on August 25, 1905, in Glogowiec, Poland, Faustina was the third of 10 children in her family. At the age of 20, she entered the congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Warsaw, where she took the name Sister Maria Faustina of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Faustina had a deep spiritual life from an early age and felt a calling to dedicate herself to God. After joining the convent, she experienced many mystical experiences and visions of Jesus, who urged her to spread the message of His divine mercy. Jesus revealed to her His desire to see the Feast of Divine Mercy established in the church and asked her to paint an image of Him as the merciful Savior, with the words, "Jesus, I trust in you," written beneath it. Despite facing numerous challenges, including health issues and misunderstandings from her superiors, Faustina remained faithful to her mission and continued to promote the message of divine mercy. She kept a diary of her experiences, which she was encouraged to write by her spiritual director, and which later became the basis for the book Divine Mercy in My Soul. In her diary, Faustina wrote about her encounters with Jesus and her experiences of His mercy. She also recorded His teachings on the importance of trust in God, humility, and compassion for others. Her writings have since become a source of inspiration for many people around the world and have played a significant role in the spread of the devotion to divine mercy. Faustina's health deteriorated rapidly, and she passed away on October 5, 1938, at the age of 33. After her death, her diary was initially suppressed, but eventually, it was published, and her teachings on divine mercy gained popularity. In 2000, Pope John Paul II canonized her as a saint, making her the first saint of the new millennium. Today, Saint Faustina is widely regarded as the Apostle of Divine Mercy and is venerated by millions of people around the world. Her legacy continues to inspire people to trust in God's mercy, to be compassionate towards others, and to spread the message of divine mercy to those around them. Faustina's devotion to divine mercy was based on her belief in God's infinite love and mercy. She believed that no matter how great a person's sins might be, God's mercy was always greater. In her diary, she wrote that God's mercy is the greatest attribute of God and that the greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy. Faustina also emphasized the importance of trust in God. She believed that a person's trust in God was the key to receiving His mercy. She wrote in her diary, "The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, and that is trust. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive." Another important aspect of Faustina's message was the importance of compassion for others. She believed that showing mercy to others was a way of showing love for God. She wrote in her diary, "I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me." Faustina's teachings on divine mercy have had a profound impact on many people around the world. Her message of God's infinite love and mercy has brought hope and comfort to those who feel lost and alone, and her emphasis on trust in God has helped many to deepen their faith and experience His mercy in their lives. Her legacy continues to inspire people to seek God's mercy, to show compassion for others, and to trust in His love. One of Saint Faustina's most significant contributions to the promotion of divine mercy was the establishment of the Feast of Divine Mercy, which is celebrated on the Sunday after Easter. Jesus revealed to her His desire for this feast, saying, "I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy." The feast has become an important part of the Catholic Church's liturgical calendar and is celebrated around the world. It is a day of great joy and celebration, as Catholics reflect on God's mercy and forgiveness and renew their trust in His love. Saint Faustina's life and teachings have had a profound impact on the Catholic Church and on the world. Her message of God's infinite love and mercy continues to inspire people to seek God's mercy, to show compassion for others, and to trust in His love. As Pope John Paul II said at her canonization, the message she brought is the appropriate and incisive answer that God wanted to offer to the questions and expectations of human beings in our time, marked by terrible tragedies. Saint Faustina Kowalska was a remarkable woman whose life and teachings continue to inspire people around the world. Her message of divine mercy is a powerful reminder of God's infinite love and mercy, and her emphasis on trust, compassion, and forgiveness is a source of hope and inspiration for all of us. May we follow in her footsteps, seeking God's mercy, showing compassion for others, and trusting in His love.